press that button. Okay. Gracie, are you there?
Hello. Good morning.
All right. A little bit of feedback there. Maybe my voice is too loud. I don't know. Can you hear me fine?
I can hear you good, yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, I actually met you about a year ago, May. You were over at the in a Pig's Eye in Salem, and I think I sent you an email or something asking for your CD. You happened to be playing, and you gave me a copy, and it really blew me away. And I also saw you at the Gloucester Blues Festival that same year. So, Gracie, are you from the South Shore originally?
I'm actually from the North Shore. I'm from Winthrop, Mass originally.
Oh, okay.
So I'm a Winthrop kid, and everybody in my band is from Massachusetts as well. That's playing the Larcom show, my original band, Tommy Carroll's from Linfield. We're all from that area, so we'll be good to come home and play.
Okay. I'm going to move that thing a little further away, and that way I don't think we'll get the feedback. So that's great. So I know your current band is Gracie Kern and the Highfalutin Band. Did you have anything else going on, like, in the years before that?
You know what? I did jam a little bit. I had a band that we used to jam and play for fun and things like that. And then when I got together with Tommy and Jeff and the guys, we ended up, Jeff was actually from Salem, Murphitt, my bass player. When we started getting together, you know, we started having so much fun and jamming and playing out, and we started getting really, really busy, so, you know, which is a good thing. So, you know, now the lineup's changed a little bit, you know, with kids and wives and things like that. Not everybody can travel, so now that we're on the road a little bit, so the band lineup has changed. So it's really nice that I get to go home and play with you know, the guys that I started out with, which is really great.
All right. I'm trying to adjust this so we don't get the feedback. But the CD that came out last year is called Proof of Love. And is that pretty much what your current band is? I notice it says Mark Early and Bruce Beers are on it.
Yeah, actually, we were psyched. We were lucky enough to have, I don't know if this is any better for you sound-wise. we were lucky enough to have the Room Full of Blues guys, Mark Early and Doug Wolverton, join us on the album, as well as Bruce Beers, who plays with Tony Lynn Washington and Duke Robillard. And, you know, we were really lucky to have them play with us, and you know, we've actually played a few shows together with the Roomful Horns, and that's been really great.
Yeah, I noticed Richie Rosenblatt is on it as well. He had a label called Tone Cool Records. I think he's with the Vizstone now, and I think he was with the 11th Hour Band, so a great harp player, and I've seen him a few times. Now, did you get to do some shows with, I think it was Lydia Warren? Did you kind of go on the road together, the two of you?
Yeah, Lydia's my buddy, so, you know, and she's a great guitarist, and we're the same age, you know, and so it's kind of nice that we get to play together when our schedules allow.
Yeah, I think both of you were at the same Gloucester Blues Festival last year, if I remember right.
Yeah.
I know you were.
Yeah.
That's great.
That was a good time. And I know Victor, you know, who's playing the show next Saturday night with us, Victor Wainwright, played the Gloucester Blues Festival this past year. And for those of you, you know, a lot of folks in Mass have seen me before. I'm kind of an old news at this point, but Victor Wainwright is really something special and hasn't played the area a whole bunch. You know, he played Gloucester last year, but he is really something special, and I'm so excited not only to come home, but to come home with somebody like Victor Wainwright. He's somebody that you don't see a performer like this every day. I mean, he's that amazing. And, you know, it's been compared to Dr. John, and, you know, but he's just, he has such an amazingly soulful voice, and he's an amazing piano player. He won the Blues Music Award for a piano player 2 years in a row now, which is like the highest honor for a blues musician. So he's amazing, and I'm excited. I'm looking forward to the show. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, that's great. I saw him at the Gloucester Blues Festival last year, and I was thinking he was kind of like Jerry Lee Lewis, you know, with all the, you know, taking his hand and going, you know, back and forth and picking up the piano and just going nutso with it and everything. So he really made an impression on me. I think he was in a group called Southern Hospitality. Yeah, we have their CD. We've got their CD somewhere here. So
they're amazing. They're like a super group. It's him, Damon Fowler, and Jay Cousures. They're all amazing musicians, and we were lucky enough to sit in with them at the White Mountain Boogie and Blues Festival this year. They asked me out for the last song, and we had such a great time. And you know, I'm lucky. I've been on the road a lot more the past couple of years, and when I came down to Memphis. There's such a great community down here of blues musicians. We all kind of based out of Memphis, just, you know, so centrally located, we can tour, and, you know, it's kind of close to everything. So when we moved down here, you know, we have a kind of a nice blues family down here. So Victor, you know, not only is a great musician, but he's a great friend of mine, and we don't get to play. He's always on the road. Even now, I think he's down in Mississippi. So it's even more special. We don't get to do it all the time, and we're going to get to do it for everybody on Saturday night.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, but I did want to say, first of all, let's talk. The show is going to be this Saturday at the Larkham Theater in Beverly. So is he opening up for you, or is he playing the entire show? Or?
We are playing together. We're going to do some stuff with our own bands, and then we're going to do a whole set together, which we've never done before. So it's really going to be special. Like I said, we don't get to play all the time together. But, you know, we love each other to death, so it's like anytime we have that opportunity, you know, we're going to try to do things that people haven't seen before or they probably might never see again, you know. So it really is special, and yeah, we're gonna share the night, and for sure everybody will have a good time. We know that.
Yeah, so it's going to be Saturday, November 1st. I think it's about 7 or 7:30 or something at the Larkham Theater.
Yeah, and there's tickets on www.gimmelive.tv.
Yep, we can't give away prices, but that's the place. You said gimmelive.tv.
Exactly, and it's gimmelive.tv, and you can get tickets. There's still tickets available. I think there's still available tickets. Like, in, you know, they're fairly close up, so every seat in that theater has a great eye line and a great view of the stage. So.
Yeah, we've had quite a few concerts there. Peter Van Ness was bringing in people. We sadly lost Johnny Winter a few months ago, but he played there last January or February, and we had a lot of other great acts as well. And I think coming up, they've got John Butcher Access. They've got something with a whole bunch of horn people like Henley Douglas. I'll have to look it up, but there's a lot of good things coming up. What I was going to ask you was, are you relocated to Memphis for now or permanent or what?
You know, I'm not really sure. I'm down here till at least December. We're working on an album in Nashville with another Boston guy, actually, Ted Drozdowski.
Oh, yep.
And, I love Ted. And so we're working on an album in Nashville. So Memphis is certainly a lot closer. And like I said, for touring, it's so central that it's kind of nice. But I'll always come back to Boston. You know, Boston's my home. I still have, you know, my whole family's there. I have good friends that are there that are listening. I have to give them a shout out. Nicole Emmanuel and Ryan Russell, they called me at 7 o'clock this morning to remind me about the show this morning. So they said, you know, we just wanted to make sure you were going to be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed for your interview this morning. And I said, well, okay, well, I'm an hour behind you, so don't wake me up early if you want me to be well rested. But so they're listening, so give a shout out to them. And Caroline, hello. I'm always going to come back to Boston. I'm probably going to be in Tennessee for the next, you know, I would say probably the next year or so, maybe. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's a great place. I was going to ask you if this album, Proof of Love, did it win any awards? Did it get some rave reviews?
Yeah, we were really lucky. Like I said, you know, we were lucky to have Roomful and Bruce on the album, and also Rosie helped produce our album, which is, you know, he worked with Susan Tedeschi on her first album, and Rosie is just an amazing guy, and we loved working with him, and hope we get to do it again sometime down the road. But you know, the album was a do-it-yourself album, and it really was. You know, me sitting home every night, you know, addressing envelopes, hoping that radio stations would play it, and, you know, hoping that people would like it, you know, really just a total do-it-yourself operation. And we got lucky. You know, people started playing our album. It's been played all around the world, and thank you for playing it. We appreciate it. And it got nominated for a 2014 Blues Music Award for Best New Artist. It got 2 Boston Music Awards for Best Blues Album and a New England Music Award. So we've been really, really, really lucky this year. We've been working so hard, so it's really nice to be recognized for that. And actually, for the Boston Music Award, we were just nominated for Best Blues Act in the Boston Music Award, and voting is still open on that. So if people head to bostonmusicawards.com, they can actually vote for our band this year. So it's really tremendous. We're really grateful for the love and support that we've gotten from DJs and from writers, and from our fans have been amazing. So, you know, thank you so much. It allows us to do what we do, you know, without you guys doing all that stuff, we wouldn't, you know, be able to travel across this amazing country playing blues for everybody. So thank you.
We actually have played quite a bit of this album, including Even with the Rain, Rockin' a Hard Place, Can't Get A, and Told Me So. A lot of great tunes on there. So there's a lot of good horns. How would you describe it as blues? Just very soulful, a lot of horns in it generally? Or?
Yeah, I mean, very soulful blues. I mean, the next album, the one we're working on currently is going to be a little bit of a departure from the first. It's not going to be as big. It's a little bit more stripped down. But, I mean, I certainly feel like I fall into the blues and soul category. You know, I love traditional blues. I certainly have a place in my heart for them. I love people like Bessie Smith and Big Mama Thornton and Etta James. So I like that, you know, soulful blues as well. Just, you know, whatever you can feel, you know, I think more than a sound or, you know, anything, we're just more trying to tell a story and make you feel something. You know, hopefully you feel what we're saying. And, you know, it's been really nice this year to tour around and see people, you know, all over the country. They'll come to our shows and sing our words back to us, you know, and that's crazy to me. And it's, you know, for somebody that wrote them, you know, probably in tears on my bed somewhere for some of those saddest songs, it's funny to go to, like, North Dakota and have a crowd full of people singing it. So,
yeah, you definitely have a really powerful voice. Like I said, having seen you a couple of times, and the other members of the band are great as well. I was going to ask you, how much of the country have you toured? Or have you even gone overseas?
We haven't gone overseas yet, but it's happening. We just found out this week that we're going to be traveling out of the country, which is really exciting. And I have more details on that, you know, coming up soon. I don't really have anything I can say, you know, definitively right now, but certainly we're going to be heading out of the country as of the first of the year, so that's exciting. And, you know, we've been lucky enough to play all over the place. We got to play in Indianapolis, and we did a Midwest tour this May where we had a really great tour. I toured with the Jeff Jensen Band there from Memphis, Tennessee. And they've actually come up to Boston with me and played a little bit over the summer. Jeff played White Mountain Boogie with me, but they're an amazing band, and I was lucky enough to do a Midwest tour with them, and we went out to Chicago and played at Buddy Guy's Legends, and Buddy Guy was actually in the house and came up and played with us. So, you know, we've had an amazing year. Some of the stuff that has happened has been, you know, I've woken up the next day and said, pinch me, did I just really play with Buddy Guy last night?
So, yeah, amazing. Yeah. Well, roughly when do you think this album will be out?
You know what, we're hoping by the summertime. You know, we are hoping by the summertime. We're probably going to launch a campaign to help with the album. So hope that people can check that out in a few weeks. But we're hoping to release it by the summertime. We'll see how it goes. We're working on it. But it certainly has a lot of music, some covers that people I don't think will be expecting. And it the music is a lot different, I think. You know, the first album was really, you know, a good chunk of 10 or so years of my life when I was very young, and that's where a lot of the music was inspired from. And so this time around, you know, I'm older. I'd like to think I'm wiser. I don't know if that's the case, but, you know, I certainly think that that's going to come across in the music. You know, a lot has happened over the past year, and you're certainly going to hear that. So I find that the more honest we get with our music, the more people seem to connect with it. So hopefully we'll be able to do it a second time.
Is this an entire tour with Victor or just this date?
You know, this is just a one-night-only thing with Victor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is why it's so exciting. And like I said, you know, for folks that miss Victor at Gloucester, he's so special. And so he had called me and he said, Gracie, you know, let's do a show together. What do you got, you know? And we looked at our schedules and kind of tried to line up when we'd be in the same, you know, 6-hour driving range of each other. So, you know, we had the show kind of in the works, and I asked him if he'd do it with us, and he was psyched. They're on their way to Canada, so they're actually going to be on tour during this run. But I'm flying back to Boston just for the show because it still didn't line up. So we're excited. You know, it's going to be really great. I'm excited. I mean, for those of you, really, go on YouTube, Google Victor. He's just, oh man, he's amazing. You don't see musicians like him every day.
Yeah, I was going to say, since you're based out of Memphis, that is a great place for people to visit, and I would suggest people go to Memphis and then go down to, you know, down to the Delta, go down to West Helena and Clarksdale and all that.
We actually just went down. I would say definitely, I would offer, you know, I'd say to your listeners, you can stay on my couch, but we don't actually have furniture yet. So not yet, but, you know, where we live in Memphis, we're actually steps to Beale Street, and it's pretty amazing. I mean, you walk up and down Beale Street, and you can feel the vibe of everybody that played here before you, and it's such an honor. We get to play at Beale Street a couple times a month. You know, we're one of the house bands now, and, you know, just alone, that is a great honor for us. So,
yeah, I know I've been down there, and there's like a resident band over at the Rum Boogie. I forget who it is, but they...
James Govan, and unfortunately... Oh, okay. He's amazing. Unfortunately, he passed away earlier this year.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
He was actually the first person that let me on stage at the Rum Boogie on Beale Street. He, you know, I was just visiting, and he pulled me up on stage, and I got to sing, and that was the first time I ever sang on Beale Street. So James Govan, was a great guy.
Yeah, I think he played with the Temptations or some group like that. He did some work for, like, Motown. I thought he said that.
And it's so funny, the people, you know, one of the guys down here that plays regularly in one of the bars here was in the Johnny Cash movie, Walk the Line. Members. And, you know, there's just so much history down here in Memphis. The musicians, you know, John Nemeth is based out of Memphis. Brandon Santini is based out of Memphis, Jeff Jensen. So, you know, it's really, for us, it's kind of like a nice, you know, community. And, you know, it's also preserving, you know, the blues, which we think is so important. And the Blues Foundation is actually opening a Blues Hall of Fame down there.
Oh, good.
There. Yeah, so it's very exciting.
There's stuff down there, like there's Graceland, there's Sun Studios, there's the Civil Rights Museum, there's Beale Street. I went to W.C. Handy's house, and the woman there gave me, I was the only one on the tour, a great talk all about W.C. Handy and things like that. So there's just so much to say. And Corky's Barbecue. Delicious.
And you mentioned Clarksdale. I kind of had a mind-blowing moment last week. I was on the road with the James Cotton Band for the week, and he was playing King Biscuit, you know, and down in Helena, Arkansas. And so we played the festival, and we're walking back to the hotel at the night, and James hands me a tray of harmonicas to carry. And so I'm just carrying, you know, back to the hotel, I'm carrying the harmonicas, and I'm looking at this going, you know, like, I know it seems so dumb. I'm just carrying a small tray, but I'm carrying James Cotton's harmonicas. Like, I just thought that blew my mind, you know. After watching him play King Biscuit, it was just, you know, we've had a lot of moments like that this year, and we got to play the Pine Top Perkins Homecoming and Clarksdale last week. And for those of you who haven't been to Clarksdale, that blew my mind. I mean, to see, you know, Clarksdale, it's almost untouched, almost, you know. It's like... You know, it's like going back in time down there, and it's really special. And talk about a vibey place, Clarksdale is so vibey.
Well, they got the Delta Blues Museum and the Ground Zero Nightclub and Cathead Records and a whole bunch of things like that. And I would also say Indianola. I went to the B.B. King Museum there, and that was a great time as well over in Indianola, Mississippi.
Yeah, it's amazing, and there's so much down here. I'm encouraging everybody, and Nikki and Ryan, who I mentioned earlier, you know, I'm encouraging them, come down to Memphis, you know, certainly check it out, come down, check out, you know, Clarksdale, and all those places are so close, you know, and so easy to check out. We actually went down to Clarksdale because another Boston band that we love, the 10-Foot Polecats, we're playing a festival down there last week, so I drove down and saw them, and, you know, so it was great to see them, you know, in Clarksdale. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, well, love those guys.
We got to get going. I got some stuff to get to, and my voice is starting to fade already. Your voice is excellent, though. Like I mentioned, you're in perfect shape. I got to stop getting these colds. But anyway, we want to remind people once again, it's this Saturday, November 1st, about 7 or 7:30 at the Larkham Theater, which is just off Cabot Street in Beverly. And like you said, it's a one-time-only gig, you and Victor.
Yeah, one time. So I really hope, you know, it's... Like I said, I haven't played in Massachusetts a whole lot this year, really probably 3 or 4 times at most. So, you know, it's great to see everyone when I come home. And you know, these fans have been so, you know, thank you guys. You guys have been around with us, watching us play at the Pig's Eye and Seaport Cafe. And, you know, without you guys coming out to those gigs and really, you know, supporting us, we would not be able to be traveling the country and now coming home and playing the beautiful Icon Theater. So thank you so much to everybody. And thank you, Bob. We appreciate you guys playing our record, and really, thank you so much.
Okay, we're going to remind people that I'm going to podcast this about 9 or 10 o'clock tonight. So we have a Juke Joint Facebook group. I'll put it on your page. I think you've got a page on there as well. I'll put it on some other pages so people can find it that way. So people that missed it or want to hear it again can hear the interview later tonight.
And I'll put it on my website as well, which is GracieCurran.com.
I was going to mention that. That's right, GracieCurran.com.
Yeah. They can go to GracieCurran.com, and I'll put a link on there to the interview as well. So I hope people check it out. But we really hope we see you. And thank you so much. And it's GracieCurran.com. And all our shows, you know, when we do come back to Boston, whenever that will be in the near future after this show, you know, we'll certainly listen. But for right now, this is it. So I really hope we see everybody on Saturday.
So once again, it's Gracie Curran and the Highfalutin Band with Victor Wainwright this Saturday night at the Larkham in Beverly. And thanks very much, Gracie, for calling in.
Thank you, Bob.
From Memphis.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, I hope to see you on Saturday.